USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people are dead as a result of Hurricane Michael, which is now headed past the Florida Panhandle and is now moving over Georgia. Michael first making landfall over the Panhandle yesterday as a powerful Category 4 with winds of 155 miles an hour, one of the strongest storms to ever slam into the United States. President Trump on the road at a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, saying,
"We're going to follow it right in. We have massive amounts of water and food, and we have the electric companies, thousands and thousands of electrical workers. They're going to follow it as it leaves. We're going to follow right behind."
The three main Wall Street indices all losing at least 3% yesterday, with the Dow down over 800 points. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin calls it somewhat of a correction. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
President Trump says he has spoken with top Saudi officials about missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey on the 2nd of October.
It's a very sad situation. It's a very bad situation, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
Turkish officials have claimed that Khashoggi was killed and possibly then dismembered inside that consulate. Saudi officials have publicly denied any knowledge of his whereabouts. Criminally negligent homicide charges have been issued after this past weekend's deadly upstate New York limo crash. State police say Newman Hussein knew the vehicle involved in the crash had failed a past inspection. He's the son of the prestige limousine owner, who's said to be in Pakistan now. 20 people died when that limo apparently blew through a stop sign near Albany, New York. The driver's said to be not properly licensed to drive that vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump defending his decision to hold that rally last evening as Hurricane Michael was battering Florida and Georgia. In an interview on Fox News, the president said it would have been wrong to cancel on his supporters who showed up for the campaign event in Erie, Pennsylvania. Trump said he was in constant communication with the governors of Florida, Alabama, and Georgia. Again, Michael making landfall on the Florida Panhandle as a Category 4 hurricane. It had winds of 155 miles at the time. Now a tropical storm dropping a lot of rain on Georgia, Alabama, and soon the Carolinas. More now on our second top story concerning the big drops on Wall Street. The world's richest man is down $9 billion after that abysmal day. Amazon's Jeff Bezos, just one of the leaders of tech companies who lost that much money on Wednesday when the market took that major downturn, Amazon stock falling over 6%. Six other tech billionaires who rank among the top 20 richest folks in the world also lost almost $12 billion in value combined. And LeBron James taking some heat for saying his kids drink wine. Mad is taking notice of the remarks. The Mothers Against Drunk Driving organization saying on Twitter, quote, "We still have a long way to go to educate parents about the dangers of underage drinking." You can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.